You're listening to SBS News.
For 74 rally teams, a grueling adventure has begun. They've left Perth and their destination is 5,700 kilometres away. The drivers are travelling northeast from Perth before heading south, then crossing the border into South Australia and across the Nullarbor. They will then travel into far west New South Wales, down into the Victorian Alps before finishing in Sydney, hopefully by November the 6th. Laurie Mason is the event director and, as he explains, the trip has its roots in history.
The event is a celebration of the running of the 1968 London to Sydney Marathon. And because we're not able to run across the rest of Europe and Asia for obvious reasons, we've chosen to run it here in Australia from Perth to Sydney.
They're recreating one leg of that memorable piece of rallying history. On November 24th, 1968, more than 100 cars set off from London on the 16,000-kilometre epic trek, arriving at Hyde Park in Sydney on December 17th.
Some of the world's most noted rally drivers started in this event in 1968, and they went on to world championships. So the calibre of drivers, navigators, participants in this event in 1968 is absolutely significant to the world rallying.
But this time around, one team is taking a modern twist. Jonathan Edwards leads the only team in the field to be using an electric vehicle.
We do have racing seats, roll cage and various rally required modifications, but essentially it's a standard Tesla Model 3 performance. We want to break down the barriers of EV take-up. We want people to understand these are real world. The car is as good as any other car out in these conditions. We've proven it in tarmac rally racing. Now we want to prove it in the gravel environment.
Through Australia's outback, charging stations can still be hard to come by. So they're bringing their own. Two trucks will carry generators powered by reused vegetable oil to keep the electric vehicle on the road. Andrew Harvey is working with the team and will be driving one of the trucks.
So it's similar to what you'd see on the side of the road for an EV charging station, but we've just got it mounted on the back of a truck being supplied from the generator. The generator runs on diesel, but it can also run on used vegetable oil. It's as simple as, you know, chip fryers. The oil gets drained and gets disposed of, usually in waste, so we're just using that, skimming it off and putting it straight into the generator.
They are hoping to prove electric vehicles aren't just suited to cruising around cities, but can tough it out in more extreme conditions as well. Team leader Jonathan Edwards says all that's missing in some rural areas is the infrastructure.
The main issue with EV travel is charging. There is no public chargers along the entire route of this rally. For sure, we want to get to the point where EVs, there's no restriction on taking an EV anywhere. I mean, we see the future as four-wheel drive EVs. When the charging stations are installed along all our major highways and towards our tourist destinations, we see this as a normal mode of transport.
In the meantime, they're looking to prove these vehicles have no barriers. Sean Wales, SBS News.